Blog Talk Radio.
Tiffany Thompson is the founder and CEO of It's All About You Ministry International, located in Chicago, Illinois. She was born and raised on the west side of Chicago. Anointed by the Lord Jesus Christ, she is gifted to reach people of various backgrounds and nationalities. She is a minister of the gospel of Jesus Christ with a strong prophetic call on her life. It's All About You Ministry was given to her by way of the Holy Spirit in January 2005 from out of her home. She has touched the lives of many, whether in local churches, street corners, or workplace. Her ultimate goal is to advance the kingdom of God. She is an entrepreneur, writer, poet, and motivational speaker, all for the kingdom of God. Tiffany Thompson has received a certificate from the Samuel School of Prophets under the instructor, Apostle Raphael Robinson, CEO, founder of Word Kingdom. And now, without further ado, here's Miss Tiffany Thompson.
Hey, is that?
Hey.
Okay, hey, how you doing? We did it.
Hello?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Okay, I hear you now.
Okay, praise God. Yeah, we on.
Oh, we on the show? We started?
Yeah, we on. Yeah, started.
Okay, amen, hallelujah.
Praise God.
All right. Welcome to It's All About You radio show with Western World One. Me and Dennis, Tiffany and Dennis, live. Amen.
Right.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. We thank you. We
Amen.
Thank you. It's beautiful. Amen. So how's it going?
Oh, so far it's good. Everything's great. I'm enjoying it. I'm having fun. I was just sharing a story with one of my old friends, and I was just telling her about how God is good, man. You know, he'll close doors for the people that you even think that will look out for you, or the people that will do something for you, you know, people that you won't think twice that will help you, whatever. He will stop them from helping you just so he can help you. And I was just sharing that story and that testimony with about, you know, about the new, you know, the new walk that I'm taking and things that I'm doing of this nature and having fun with it and, you know, trying to balance it out. And sometimes he'll put it on you so fast that you wouldn't know what to do with it.
Okay.
Yeah, so other than that, man, I've been doing good, man. I'm just so happy. I'm happy I'm healthy. I'm happy to be alive. I'm happy to just enjoy every day. Praise
all
God.
Right. A lot to
How
be grateful. Amen. Man, all is well over here. God has been good. I am so grateful for everything he's doing, for all he's done, for everything that he's about to do. He's just so good. Every day is just a new day. We experience new mercy and new grace, and we have a lot to be thankful for. And so tonight's show, what we're going to do, we're going to make it short and sweet because we understand that tomorrow is Thanksgiving, even though we know every day is a day of being thankful. But tomorrow, we know cooking is going on tonight. We know everybody's still at stores, running out, getting the things they want, the things they need to make tomorrow special, you know, for them and their family. So tonight what we're going to do is we're going to just talk about why we're thankful. We want to give God some praise on why we're thankful. We're going to give a testimony on why we are thankful and that we are grateful that tomorrow is not just about turkey, greens, dressing, you know, but it's about God. It's a God's day, and And tonight we just want to make this about, even though every one of our shows, we try to make sure it's always that God is the center. He's the head of it all. But tomorrow, being tomorrow's Thanksgiving, you know, we all are still preparing. Some of us have to work. I know I did. So I'm still preparing. You know, and I know there's others out there still preparing. And so with that being said, we're going to take 30 minutes on tonight. We're going to say a prayer for families and the reason, you know, and for thanks, for being thankful and Thanksgiving. And we want you, the listeners, if you're listening, to call in. Let us know why you're thankful. Press the button. Let us know, you know, share a testimony. Or if you have a prayer request in reference to any family members, just press the button. Push the one button, and then we're going to go ahead and we're going to send it, take it off and send it to the throne of grace boldly and hand them over to God. Whatever the prayer request may be, whatever the situation it may be, that may not have family. So yeah, that's what tonight is about. And that's what every day should be about. Wouldn't you agree?
Yes, I agree.
Yep, every day should be about being grateful and thankful. And so, do you have anything before we go continue to go further? Without further ado, we're going to go ahead and we're going to do what we do. We probably just kick it off in prayer. If you don't have anything else, if you have something else, feel free to share it, Dennis. We're going to kick this off in prayer, and we're going to come back and talk about why we're thankful. And then we're going to close out in prayer. And if anybody wants to share, they can feel free to share. If anybody wants to just listen, they can feel free to just listen. To God be the glory.
Amen. I'm ready.
You ready?
I'm ready.
Okay, well, then we're going to go ahead and kick this thing off in prayer. And so, Father God, we just want to say thank you. Father, we thank you for this day, for this is the day that you have made. And we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Lord, we thank you, Father, for all that you're doing, all that you've done, and all that you are about to do in our lives, God. We thank you for It's All About You radio show. We thank you for Western World One, Father. We thank you for Dennis, Father. We thank you, Father, for your grace and your mercy. We thank you for the move. We thank you, Father, in the name of Jesus, for all that you're doing, God. And, Father, we pray your anointing and that with power, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, come down today, Father, and sweep our hearts, sweep our minds, Father. Deliver the hurt, Father, in the name of Jesus. Those that feel abandoned, Father, those that feel rejected, Father, those that have lost loved ones, Father, around the season of this holiday that they're missing, Father, in the name of Jesus, we decree and declare, Father, according to your word, that you are a healer and a comforter, God. And so, Father God, right now in the name of Jesus, we ask that you heal and comfort those that are listening, Father, those that may not never say a word, Father, those that are hurting, who've never opened their mouth and even let anybody know that they're hurting, Father. You see all. You know all. Your eyes are everywhere, beholding the evil and the good. So, God, right now in the name of Jesus, Father, we ask, Father, that you, Father, pour your love, your spirit, and your power out on the sick, the shut-in, Father, in the name of Jesus, the homeless, Father, those, Father, that are hurt, that have lost loved ones, God. Oh, Father, in the name of Jesus, and this holiday has brought so much pain, Father, but, Father, let them, Father, turn it around, give them a different perspective, a different outlook, Father, on what you've done and what you're doing in their lives, God. Father, turn the joy, Father, into thanksgiving, Father. Turn it into laughter, Father. Turn the frown into a smile, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, Father, do it tonight. Father, we stand in intercession. We intercede on their behalf, God. Those that cannot pray, those that cannot open their mouth, those that cannot say a word because of hurt, Father, we come against it right now in the name of Jesus. We decree and declare, Father, they are free. And who the Son sets free is free indeed. So, God, on tonight, Father, use us like never before, God. Have your way, Father, like never before, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, Father, let thy will be done. Let thy kingdom come on earth as it is in heaven, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, Father. And we thank you for it, God. We decree and declare that anything we ask in your name, it shall be given, Father. And so, Father, we thank you that it is already done, that it's already done. In Jesus' name, amen.
Please visit the website www.itsallaboutyoumagazine.com. That's www.itsallaboutyoumagazine.com. To be placed in a magazine, get an ad, newsletter, or article. Publisher Tiffany Thompson also has a ministry. Visit that site at www.itsallaboutyoumintl.org. That's www.itsallaboutyoumintl.org for more information on events or speaking engagements. The Western Worldwide Network has never been easier to connect with Blog Talk Radio, Facebook, Twitter, and WesternWorldwide.com. Until now, by using our mobile app, just log on to www.westernworldwide.com and click yes to the mobile app. That's it. That's all. One button does it all. WesternWorldwide.com.
Amen, amen. We back.
Amen. Amen, amen, amen. So, Dennis, I'm going to start off with you tonight. I want you to share your testimony on Thanksgiving, on why you are thankful, the reason to be thankful.
Oh, amen. You know what? I'm so thankful, man, because, you know, God gave me a heart that can pretty much, how can I put this, He gave me a heart that's not judgmental anymore. He gave me a heart that's humble. He's starting to give me a heart with wisdom, knowledge, understanding, and just making me, when you put all that together, just make you thankful for everything that's around you.
Yeah.
You know, it's just, a lot of people think Thanksgiving is all about, you know, getting together, eating food and doing that. I haven't had, like, a Thanksgiving dinner, like, with my whole family, entire family, since my great-grandmother had passed away. And that was, she passed away, like, in 2004. No, I'm sorry. No, 2003. And before that, I want to say, like, 1995. Was like when I can really remember that we had like a real dinner. And so now I'm just thankful with my immediate family. Everybody's still healthy. You know, kids getting good grades. And I'm just thankful just because I can see things now, I can pinpoint things now that I don't have to fight the battles no more. I'm thankful that I got him in my corner to fight it for me. You know, it's certain things that we try to do on our own, but
right.
It don't never work. You know, you keep trying and trying and that didn't work. Keep trying and trying and that didn't work. Every time
right.
I kept trying something that didn't work, when I just say, you know what, I'm let it go, let God do it. And it just worked. Not
yeah.
all the time. But I'm thankful
yes.
for giving me that time and working on me with that time.
Yes.
you know. So those, so I'm very thankful. You know, I used to care about people that used to say stuff about me, and man, I don't want to look like this in their light and their eyes, or I don't want to do this that way. Now I don't care.
That's right.
Ain't that something?
Right.
Because when you know that you have your father on your team, you don't care no more. You're just thankful just for the littlest things now, you know, just to, you know, just to, you know, you could just laugh out loud sometimes, you know, just the littlest things, man. It's nothing real major. I'm just thankful. You know, it's a lot I can be thankful for, man. It's just, I'm glad you did kick it off with me, you know. Like, for instance, I'm going to share this little quiz testimony here with me. I have been trying to get out of a certain situation, we're going to say, for a long time. I used to pray to God all the time and say, God, you know, you get me out of this situation, man, I would be so grateful.
Mm-hmm.
And little do I know, I've been saying this prayer for like since the summertime. Man, God, you get me out of this situation, man, you just don't know, I'd be so grateful. Give me out of this situation, man, God, you just don't know, I'd be so grateful. Until God was throwing the situation at me, and I was sitting there like, I didn't even understand it, okay? And what made me understand it was, I've been turning down an offer since the summertime.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's a lot of offers, like, whether it's a job or whatever it is, you know,
right,
the kind of way the economy is, you just don't get that offer like that. And when I got the offer, I had to just say, man, thank you, God, because I know it was him that did it.
Mm-hmm.
And when he did that to me, not only did it make me want to grasp him even more, but it made me want to plow more seeds into people a little bit more. It don't have to be a lot. You know, you say, man, you know, God, I love you. Keep moving. Sometimes some people need to hear that. You know,
right.
That's what I'm thankful for. You know, I just think that God is using me in a certain way, in a very unique way.
Right.
Because, you know, a lot of people would think that, you know, I was a backslider, or I'm backsliding, or I'm doing things a certain way. And when God gave me that discernment of, look, man, I don't care about what people say. As long as you know what I tell you to do and you're doing what I'm telling you to do, I'm going to be very happy with you. Because he's the one that's going to make us or break us and tell us, you know, when it's time to go in front of that goat, Nick, you know, they're going to tell you, hey, you know, what did you do?
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, man, that's what I'm thankful for. Family, health, able to just talk, walk, and feel my fingertips. Man, some people can't even feel their fingertips. And there's so many people that's lazy, they got fingertips, don't even care that they about their fingertips. You know, now you see where I'm going with that.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, it's the little things. It's the things that we take for granted. It's the things that, you know, that we don't think that's minor, especially when it relates to the body. And that's our physical body as well as our spiritual body, as well as the body of Christ. You know, everything matters, you know, when it comes down to our body. And I'm going to say this to say that a few months ago I was going through real bad in my body. I was in and out of in and out of the hospital, in and out of the emergency room. What a lot of people didn't know, and I don't share with a lot of people because, you know, it ain't for, all the time, it ain't for a lot of people, you know, but me, myself, I went through a lot in and out of hospitals and so forth, and so I learned to appreciate how it feels when you can't get up and walk. When you can't get up and walk yourself to the washroom, when you can't get up and get to work on time because of bodily pain, you know, and then especially when you don't know where the pain coming from, you know, you don't know why the pain is there, what caused it. So it's a lot to be thankful for. And I just want to say, also, I want to say this to you. Don't worry about people. Don't worry about people. As long as you know what God said to you and for you. One thing my attitude is, no one has a heaven or a hell to put me in.
Nobody.
But the Almighty, living, true and living God. Nobody has a heaven or hell to put me in. And what I found out also with people, they will judge you, make you feel horrible, make you feel like the worst person in the world. But when you really find out who they are and the things they're going through, because the thing about judgment, when we look and see that we ain't got it together, then we're careful about what we have to say about the next sister or brother, whether whatever situation they may be in. Instead of judging it, we pray for them, encourage them, and give them whatever word of wisdom that God has given us to, you know, to help lift them out of there. Because the Bible says, if your brother or sister is found in the fault, then we are to restore such one, considering ourselves, but restore with the spirit of meekness. So if anybody coming off any other way other than being meek, then they're out of order. And if they're coming to judge, then they're out of order. But if they're coming to restore, see, there's different type of judgment. Are you judging me to hurt, or are you judging righteously to help me? You know, so I want to say be delivered from people, because that's been my motto. That's how I can keep going every day. Because if I worried about what people will control you with their thoughts. And that's witchcraft. If someone very false can control you, then they're operating in witchcraft. That's a witch. That's what it is.
Wow.
If they can control what you do, if they can control what you say, if they can control if you're coming or going, or you should have did this, and you wasn't able to make it, or you should have did that, and you were. And the same people that I find out always the one want to judge you, or they're not there for you anyway. There are so many that want you to hooray, 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 celebrate them and jump up and down. But when it was your turn, where were you? When I needed you. Now it's your turn. Come on. But when it was my turn, you were talking about me. You were judging me. You came against me. You threw all type of darts and everything, arrows at me. And I still loved you. I may have separated myself from you for a season until you got it together, but I still loved on you. But now it's your turn. I'm still loving on you. But it ain't party time because it's your turn. It was party time when it was everybody's turn. So it's always celebration time for someone in spite of whose season it is. And so that's where a lot of that jealousy comes from. That's where a lot of that control comes from. Condemnation. People want to condemn you. The Bible said there is now therefore no condemnation for him who is in Christ Jesus, that walks after the spirit and not after the flesh. Who are we to condemn? The Holy Spirit convicts us. We know when we're right. We know when we're wrong. We know when we've hurt someone. In spite of if we ever say, forgive me. Because what I found about a lot of church folks, they ain't never going to apologize. Even family, they could be so full of pride. But it's okay. You have to have the love of Christ. I'm telling you, and I say this, I'm saying this, and I feel the Holy Spirit all over me. You got to have the love of God, the power of God to continue to still love on people that you know look you right in the face and you know they just got to be talking about you. or they just got through whispering about you, or they just got through discussing you, or that you know, hope you fail and hope you fall. You still have to have the love of God, and that's one of my things I'm thankful for. I am thankful that God has given me his love, his agape love, that he has poured his love in me, that I can still love people in spite of how they treat me, whether they support me or not. I still love you. I don't have to show up at a thing just to express my love. And then when I do show up, don't look at me cockeyed and crazy with a nanny-nanny-nan look on your face, because you really just want me to show up so you can show out. You don't really want me to show up because you love me. Don't call me to help and support you when all the time you just want to get me there to trap me. So you have to have a prayer life, a strong prayer life. You have to have a relationship, a strong relationship with God to be able to face things like this. And if God have you in the season of doing it, it's because he's calling you higher. He's calling you closer to him. It's time to get more intimate. It's time to get all in Christ. Because I'm telling you, if you don't, you'll turn around and you'll react in the flesh. You'll fight with your fist in your hands instead of fighting with the word of God, or going in prayer, or just weeping and crying, taking it to Christ. Because there's plenty of times I don't say a word to nobody, and I don't have to let them know what they said about me, and what I know they said, and what I know they thought about me. Because their thoughts don't overpower me.
Their thoughts
don't control me. But when I feel it, it hurts. So I weep. And once I get it out of my system, I feel better. Okay, Lord, thank you. And I can go on another day. So I am grateful. I am thankful to be at the place that I am now in him. Whether I ever get a pat on the back, whether I ever get an amen, whether I ever get any affirmation from man, I'm affirmed by Christ. It's Christ that called me. It's him who glorified me and justified me. And we have to have that attitude, and not in a prideful way, but in a place of humility, saying, God, it's you, not them. Not man, but Lord, it's you that done this for me. And God, I pray for them that despitefully use me. Bless those that curse me. I do it. Oh, that's my prayer life for real. I'm not just talking. This thing is real. Because people are doing it for real. But they're being used by the enemy. And it's only a part of their own insecurity. It's because they're insecure. Or they're not doing what they know they should be doing. Or they don't have the guts to do what you're doing. And so when they don't, they start throwing darts. Because what kind of time do I have to talk about my sister or my brother if I'm doing the work of God? I ain't got time. If I'm doing the work and using the gift that he gave me, I don't have time to stop and talk about you. And this one pastor, and he gave a demonstration. He said, he placed a young lady in front of him, and he stood behind her. And he said, now that I'm standing behind her, I can tell you what she has on, what color jacket, what color jeans, what color shoes. He said, because I'm standing behind her. He said, but because she's in front of me, she's running her race. She ain't got time to look back. She don't know what I got on. So that means she ain't got time to gossip and talk about me, because she ain't behind me. It's only the people that's behind you that got time to gossip and talk about you, because they the ones to see what you got on. You don't see what they got on because you going ahead. So I just want to encourage you in that, because I know that spirit, and it's a strong demon, and they can control you. And they could be on another side of town, but I bind that spirit in the name of Jesus. I break it. I break it right now in Jesus' name. I tell you, I lay an axe to the root of it. And I cut every spirit of witchcraft, manipulation, I bind it right now in the name of Jesus. And I decree and declare that the works of the devil are destroyed. That's why Jesus came. He came to destroy the works of the devil. We are to love one another as Christ loved the church, as we love ourselves. That was the reason he died.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. That was so powerful. That's right. He said he, I know what she got on, but she don't know what I got on because she ain't even looking behind me.
I ain't even thinking about you.
Ain't thinking about you.
I ain't even thinking about you. I ain't even thinking about you.
Well, you know what? I want to do something a little bit different. I got that song for you.
Okay.
Okay. You can play that song. What is it? One Night with the King, Anita Bynum?
Yeah. I love it. Yep. That's a classic.
We're going to go ahead and play that song, and then we're going to come on back in.
And we're going to come. Okay. We're going to close out in prayer. And we're going to pray for the nations. We're going to pray for communities. We're going to pray for families. And we're going to go ahead and enjoy ourselves. And we're going to have a good time in God on tomorrow. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. Go right ahead.
That's all they're going to give us? Look at that. They make sure we get all into it, and that's all they give us, huh?
It's all good.
That's okay. I got another song for them. Is everybody familiar with this song? Yeah. Okay, they don't want to give us that song either, huh? Wow.
Maybe the Lord giving us our 30 minutes to say, okay, do what you said you was going to do.
Right, that's what it is.
Yeah, that's what it is.
Okay,
if nobody press one, you got anything, Dennis?
That's it. Thank God for Thanksgiving.
Amen. Well, we're going to close it out in prayer, okay?
Okay.
Okay, I thank everybody that's listening, that tuned in. It's All About You radio show with Tiffany Thompson and Dennis Western Live. We thank you so much for logging on to Western World One website. We ask that you come back and join us next Wednesday, 7:30 p.m. sharp, same time. And we're going to come with the same power, same energy, same God, same revelation. No, actually fresh revelation, new revelation. We're going to come with a new word, a new thing, because we know God is going to do something from this Wednesday all the way to next Wednesday. And so we'd like you also to just come on and share your testimony, share what it is that God has done and what he's doing in your life in the name of Jesus. And we just want to say thank you for listening. Thank you for the faithful listeners. Thank you so much, and we pray that your holiday be blessed. We thank you. We thank you that that those that have family, that we ask that you just continue to embrace your family, embrace who you have, what you have, and those that have invited you out, come up out of it. If you don't have any family and someone has invited you to come to the house, get out the house. Go fellowship. Idle mind is the devil's workshop. We don't want him playing in your head and in your mind another day, another minute, another second, in the name of Jesus. So, God, we just want to say thank you, Father. We thank you for every listener, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord. Father, we thank you for every home, Father, in the name of Jesus, God. We ask that you bless them. We ask that you restore them, Father, in the name of Jesus, Father. Those homes that has chaos, God, in the name of Jesus, Father, we come against it now. Father, we intercede on their behalf. We ask that you strengthen them, God. Father, restore them, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord. Let love abide, Father, in their homes. Let love abide in their houses, Father, whatever house that they go to on tomorrow, Father, in the name of Jesus. Remove all friction, Father, in the name of Jesus. God, those that are homeless, God, Father, in the name of Jesus, bless them, Father. Send, Father, workers out to the vineyard, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, to do the work, Father, that you sent them to do, God. Oh, God, bless right now in the name of Jesus, from the crown of our heads to the sole of our feet. Father, let no hurt, harm, or danger come to neither house on tonight, neither listener, Father. We bind accidents, seen and unseen. We bind any fires, Father, car accidents, Father, in the name of Jesus, Father. Father, we stop it right now, Father. We send it back to the pits of hell from which it come from, Father. We decree and declare, God, that the joy of the Lord is our strength. So, Father, we thank you for your joy even now, God. We thank you, Father, for hitting the refresh button in our life, the reset button in our life. We thank you, Father, for being a healer, a deliverer, and most of all, a comforter, Father. Comfort those, Father, that are going through in this hour, in this season, Father. Comfort them, Father, for you said that you would be a comforter, God. You said that when you left us, you would send back, Father, the comforter, Father. So, God, we decree and declare that the comforter shall come, Father, in the name of Jesus, and it shall be with us, Father, not just during the holiday season, but, Father, for the rest of our lives, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we thank you, God, for our children, Father. We thank you, God. We bless the nations, Father. We bless the city of Chicago, Father. We decree and declare revival in this city, restoration in this city, Father, restitution in this city. Father, in the name of Jesus, we decree and declare, Father, justice in this city, Father, for your people, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Father. We pray for our leaders, encourage them, bless them, Father, strengthen them, Father, give them wisdom and knowledge and understanding of you and who you are and what you're doing in their lives, God. Give them wisdom, Lord, to rest when it's time to rest. Give them peace, Father, in the midst of every storm, even now, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, we bless our children, God. We bless our youth, Father, for you said this is the generation that will carry your glory, God. So we decree and declare, God, on tonight that we are glory carriers, Father, that our children will carry your glory, our children's children, Father, down to the 14th generation, God, in the name of Jesus. And we come against every rebellion spirit right now in the name of Jesus, Father. We decree and declare, Father,
spirit of obedience, Father, upon them now, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, Father, we shoot arrows of deliverance now, God, to houses and households, Father, to children, to leaders, Father, in the name of Jesus, to women, Father, male, female, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. And we not only shoot arrows of deliverance, but we shoot arrows of victory, God. Father, we thank you that we are victorious in you, God. We thank you that we are more than conquerors through Christ Jesus, our Lord and our Savior, Father. We thank you, God, that today that we are celebrating, Father, Thanksgiving, God. We thank you, God, that this won't be a day of just one day of thanking you and being thankful for one another, but God, that we will thank you, Father, every day, and we will be grateful for the people that you've placed in our lives and that you've sent to us, Father, and we will be thankful, Father, in season and out of season, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. And Lord, Father, we seal this prayer with your blood, for nothing can come through the blood, Father, in the name of Jesus, Father. Bless the senior citizens, bless the elders, Father, right now in the name of Jesus, Father. Heal them, Father, send your healing gifts now in the name of Jesus. Let not one house be alone, Father. Send your spirit in the comforter angels, Father, to nursing homes, Father, now, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. And Father, we thank you, God. We thank you, God. We thank you, God. We will not reject a sister or a brother, Father. We come against the spirit of rejection. We bind it right now in the name of Jesus. And we curse his works in the mighty name of Jesus. And God, we just say thank you. We say hallelujah, God. And we give you glory. We give you honor. And we give you praise. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen, amen.
But the white girl still go ride it like a rodeo. And I'ma stay riding this beat like a rodeo. And keep throwing money till it's out of gone touch the toe. I'ma keep it real with you, baby, you bad. Kinda like Michael Jackson, ooh, you bad. If you was my girl and you left me, I'd be